Right price is said to be high in parts of the three regions of the north. This is forcing young women to continue to stay in abusive marriages. According to Abantu for Development, an NGO, the inability to refund the dowry to free the victims amounts to imprisonment of relatives. This was revealed by a victim at a program to climax activities marking the 10th anniversary of the Women's Manifesto in Accra. Executive Director of African Women's Development Fund, Theodora Soa, said women will continue to fight until they are totally liberated from violence of any form. She added that women have gone through disappointment from the family level to the political front and called for legislation to eradicate what she called abominable acts that do not depict a democratically touted country. Erabna Paha and Aurelia Akande were there.
10 years ago, the Women's Manifesto for Ghana was launched following extensive nationwide consultation with a broad constituency of women's groups. It is to develop an instrument that will be effectively used to influence national policy and to promote gender equality and equity. Executive Director of African Women's Development Fund, Theodora Soa, said the resolution to produce the blueprint was a watershed in Ghana's history in the struggle for the promotion of women's rights in national affairs. She said 10 years down the lane, though many of the demands have passed without being addressed, there has been significant and encouraging progress to give women a voice.
When we speak about leadership, we're speaking about leadership in the wrong way. It doesn't matter where you are, but especially when it comes to leadership on our continent, is that we should look really carefully at where it has been successful and then where we continue to move, to struggle and to fight to make sure that the rest of that agenda is achieved. And despite our dreams, it's outlined on the manifesto. We have not managed to push that agenda further.
The manifesto drafting committee chairperson, Professor Dodi Tikata, said the 10th anniversary is being celebrated with mixed feelings. She said the manifesto is anxious about the future, but hopeful that the sustained efforts will bring women victory.
All the political parties who promised to include the manifesto in their own manifesto, and this is a promise we hear each time there are elections. What the manifesto did for us was to raise the bar of our own standards of activism. We had never mobilized the way we did for the manifesto. And to see that something which starts as small can become this big.
There were fraternal messages and testimonies of the impact of the Women's Manifesto, especially in the rural areas.
Rabna Pa and Aurelia Akandi filed that report.